Like some others in town, Newmarket resident Stephen Watkins said he and his family are experiencing financial stress. Dealing with affordability issues, Watkins said his family is teetering on the edge of having to rely on charitable organizations like the Newmarket Food Pantry where he volunteers. That strain is only compounded, he said, by the parking tickets he and others in his neighborhood are receiving from the town, which he said is for parking in his own driveway, with issues that predate him. Our simple wish is to return home each night and park both our cars in our driveway without the constant threat of tickets from the town, he said. Watkins and others on Walpole Crescent and Lumsden Drive have filed a petition with the town to make a change. Residents of about 36 homes argued they were affected by flawed construction when the 360-home subdivision was built in 1996-97. Their driveways are too short for the two cars they should accommodate, they say. When they park the two cars in the driveway, the second will edge onto the sidewalk, making them in violation for obstructing the public walkways. The petitions ask the town to offer some relief from ticketing their homes for parking on the sidewalk. Town. Grace Simon submitted the petition on their behalf in December, with staff to respond with a report. Over time, residents with two vehicles have faced challenges arising from the Newmarket Bylaw Office's enforcement of the parking causing obstruction offense, the petition said. We believe that this enforcement unfairly targets our specific community, and we are seeking relief from the town of Newmarket to address this issue comprehensively. The homes in question do come with garages. Watkins acknowledged the point of rebuttal but said they should not be punished for using garages for other reasons, which many homes do. This argument to use the garage as a solution is flawed and unfair. Homeowners were sold, purchased homes with the condition that they can park their two vehicles on their driveways, he said. Suggesting homeowners use their garages as an excuse is akin to changing the rules mid-game. Simon said parking issues are a growing concern, with residents using alternative parking lots to work through smaller driveways and garages. I completely understand their concerns and frustrations, especially because they are not in a newer subdivision that everyone is in the same situation, Simon said. We will ensure all reasonable measures are explored. On several occasions with development applications, the town has pushed for appropriate parking. Town bylaws indicate there should be 1 to 1.5 parking spaces for townhouse dwellings and 2 parking spaces for detached dwellings, which these homes are, independent of any garage space. The petitions request that the impacted addresses not be subject to parking causing obstruction offenses when parking two vehicles, allowing a portion of the vehicle to obstruct up to 50% of the sidewalk. Watkins further said they could add a stipulation that these cars not be parked between 8 and 11 a.m. in designated winter months, so as not to obstruct snow clearing. Watkins also referred to Bondi Avenue, which faced similar issues with a short driveways that the town offered relief for. We kindly request the town of Newmarket's intervention to address and rectify these issues, allowing us to enjoy our homes and properties, the petition said.